And I appreciate John coming on, and even though John comes from a totally different theory about what brought the buildings down, he made some great points tonight about some of Simon Shack's evidence, and I think that it all needs to be really looked at long and hard, guys. And just because, even if he's got 80% of it right, but 20% of it's wrong, we can't say that 100% of it's right and just put it all up there. We have to be careful, and I fucked up myself. I mean, I've put that Ben Reisman shot up. I should have done what JB has done on this one piece of evidence and looked into it a lot further. He's done a great job on it, and I want to thank him for calling in. But we're gonna switch gears a little bit now, and Justin, why don't you take a hold of the show for a little bit here? You had some stuff you wanted to get into. I've done a lot of talking and venting tonight, so why don't you tell people what you want to get into here? We're gonna switch gears.
I just wanted to get into a piece of news I came across this week, and it's really disturbing as far as it goes with the the whole agenda. Sorry there for the yawn. The whole like thing that the eugenics agenda that Bill Gates and and his handlers are pushing. Check this out. They've actually have electrically spun fabric. It's going to be clothing that offers dual defense against pregnancy and HIV. So in other words, you're going to be getting medicated from your clothing to protect you
what?
From. Yes. Yep. Here, I'll put this in the chat for you. Totally, totally.
Is it that Science Daily chat link you already posted?
Yeah, I just threw it in the chat
it
as well.
It didn't open for me. Hold on, I'll copy it and throw it in another browser, and I should be able to get it. But don't let me hold you up. Go on. I'll find. I'm here now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so I mean, here's the thing. This is getting into Freakland. I mean, we've talked about mosquitoes that are that are going around. They have mosquitoes that are going to be given vaccinations, and and this needs to be stopped. This is ridiculous. The fact that they're going to offer this in third world countries, places where they have a lot of rape, of course, and stuff like that. Eventually, it's going to make its way over here, and this is messing with everything with if your clothes are if you, medicinal clothes, come on. I just think that here's a quote from them. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation last month awarded the UW researchers almost $1 million to pursue the technology. Our dream is to create a product women can use to protect themselves from HIV infection and unintended pregnancy, said corresponding author Kim Woodrow, a UW assistant professor of bioengineering. We have the drugs to do that. It's really about delivering them in a way that makes them more potent and allows a woman to want to use it. First off, we already have, things out in the market for birth control. We already have condoms. Do we really need clothes that, protect you from
no.
really?
Absolutely not. I mean, this guy is one of the most evilest son of a bitches on the planet. And people give
oh,
this
yeah.
guy credit like he's this big philanthropist. Anytime you hear that word, I mean, he really
seriously.
all of them, I mean.
The word philanthropist should be changed in the dictionary to mass murderer, because that's
death
a philanthropy.
Dealer or something.
And here's the thing. A lot of people think that Gates is a we have this myth in America that Gates is a self-made man, and nothing can be farther from the truth. His father was a multimillionaire back in the day, and was involved with the founding of Planned Parenthood, and palled around with a lot of these eugenics and globalist guys. So I mean, I think it's the case of where they just picked him to be the golden boy, and work for, out of the same IBM group, that also, was in support of the Hitler regime and everything else. So, I mean, it's nothing new, but it's just the whole fact that the eugenics movement is not, is, uh, Yeah, the eugenics movement is growing. If anything, sorry about that, Christ. I keep yawning, and I'm not tired, but I don't know. Yeah. So I mean, it's really disgusting, though. You know, as far as that goes. You know, so I mean, I think that's something that you know people need to be on the lookout for as well. I don't know. What do you think, Brian? Do you have anything else to add, or do you want to get anything else?
I haven't really heard about this until now, but I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that they're probably doing this. Now, how have you read about, like, are they just going to sneak this into different brands of clothing, or is it, it's not going to be something that people know about, obviously, well, right? It's going to be a sneaky attack, right?
Well, my guess, I'm thinking that first it's going to be voluntary. I think they're going to give it, like I said, they're going to give it out in regions of third world countries, maybe where rape is common and stuff like that is common. So, you know, so under the guise of, hey, well, you're not going to get HIV, you know, in places where, you know, think about like sub-Saharan Africa, where you have AIDS running rampant. You have, you know, rape is a weapon that, you know, people use to, you know, which it won't stop rape. So, I mean, it's not like it's going to stop any rapes, but it'll stop the women from getting HIV or getting, you know, pregnant afterwards. You know, so I think that it's going to start in the guise of that, and then eventually it'll spread over here. You know, and I don't know, you know, it's hard to say whether they would have to sneak it in nowadays, because I think that there's a lot of mothers out there that would probably buy it for their daughter instead of, you know, going and getting the pill. And hey, this actually has HIV protection, too. You know, what better way for some lazy suburban house mom, you know, housewife to go and make sure her 16-year-old daughter doesn't get knocked up than to get her, a custom Calvin Klein, you know, or whatever shirt. Made with, you know, I don't know whatever girl brands are in, but you know what I mean, that has this fabric in it that keeps them from getting, you know, HIV or pregnant. So I mean, that's what I, you know, in my opinion, what'll happen. Eventually it'll become a fad, or, you know, just like anything else. Years ago, people thought, you know, would have thought that the stuff that people do now in the ways of health and medicine would be crazy, you know, but it's incrementalization. You know, they give you one thing at a time, and they keep pushing it more and more, and then pretty soon it becomes normal. You know, and that's what we're seeing with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, it's quite ridiculous. This coming from the guy with the genetically modified like mosquitoes that give you vaccines and everything else. It's just, oh, it's a frustrating world we live in, huh? Isn't it so crazy? I mean, we just talked about 9/11 for 2 hours, which we've done plenty of nights, and, you know, more nights than not. And then some of these other subjects are just as scary, man. It just doesn't get as much attention, you know. It boggles my mind to think of, with all the money that goes around the world, that they'd rather do evil than do good. Rather than help people survive, they'd rather kill people off and control population. It's seriously,
you know, and that's what shows that we have psychopaths in charge. And, you know, I mean, that's the big thing about it, where, you know, where the fact is, and you know, and a lot of people say, well, hey, you know, it's more of a Darwinian approach of, you know, the strong survive. No, because there's a lot of people out there that are not even given a chance by this, you know, by a lot of these means that are going on. So, I mean, if you're living in one of these third world countries, you're not going to be able to rise up if you're given all these messed up vaccines and everything else. And instead of just giving food and shelter and minuscule things like that, they're more worried about pumping you full of vaccines while you're dying of hunger. You know, so, I mean, it just goes to show, hey, 30... I believe it's $30 billion. They said would end world hunger, and yet, you know, we see that being spent every 2 weeks on war. So, you know, if that doesn't put it into perspective, you know, how fucked up this world is, you know, and just, you know, the fact that they don't want to end world hunger. They don't, you know, they want to, you know, think about this. What if every American, you know, or every person in the West that grew a lawn, What if every person just took a quarter of their lawn and turned it into a garden? Could you imagine the amount of food that we would have?
It would be amazing. People are too lazy, though. They're too busy doing stupid shit to do that, you know?
Of course, and there's a lot of places that with zoning you're not allowed to. You know, you're not allowed to have a garden bigger than a certain, place in certain neighborhoods or certain towns or whatever. And that's the thing, too. I mean, when it comes down to it, they don't want self-sufficient people, you know. So, I mean, that's another whole, issue of itself, too. You know, and that's under Agenda 21, more or less, where it's like they're trying to get rid of people from growing their own crops and trying to kill the small farmer. Big agriculture, along with big pharma, has teamed up now to make sure that that all these guys that are holding onto these little farms are not going to be able to compete much longer. You know, they're going to be hit with all types of taxes and whatnot, and everything else the next couple of years, and just like any other small business is being pushed under for these global behemoths to operate, and that's pretty much the sad state of affairs that we're seeing.
It really is.
Think about it. And how many people across the country are forced to grow they're forced to grow corn, which goes right to ethanol or goes to these people could be growing hemp or something like that, or could be growing all the, and how many farmers are paid just to grow one thing like that, or just paid to not grow anything at all, and it's insane. It's insane the fact that you would tell someone to not grow anything, and what that does is that keeps everything scarce, and that keeps them from having decent prices on things. And that's just like everything else they do. It's a war of scarcity. They tell us that oil is scarce. In my opinion, it's actually abiotic, where I believe it actually reproduces itself. Same thing with diamonds are scarce. Gold is scarce. There's an abundance of this stuff. Gold is one thing that, yes, it's under their control for a good point. And diamonds are too. They own the diamond mines, they own the gold mines. So, I mean, they're going to keep, but as far as scarcity, if they would flood the market with all these diamonds they have, then the price of your wedding band would go down. But they don't want that to happen because, this way they keep making money off it, and they keep a certain amount in circulation. And it's a big, everything's a big game to keep people thinking that, what they have is the best. And, in reality, we're paying for these people to get, mega, mega rich and still keep slaves working for them. And that's the whole thing, that the American dream is really, the American dream is living off of third world slavery nowadays. And it's sad.
No, it is sad. It is sad. And that's how they want to keep it. You know what I mean? The richer get rich and the poorer get poor. And that's the way they want it. Everybody's basically their slave, I mean, look how hard it is to get a job or to get a decent paying job. I mean, it sucks. It sucks out there.
It's what it is. They've turned it into total feudalism, where it's like, pretty much it's picture, you have a zit. Well, what happens when you push from both sides? The zit pops, and that's what we're seeing here. You have one side that wants to privatize everything, and you have the other side that wants to, bringing stuff to other countries. It's all outsourcing and everything else, and then we have the unions, which I do think that unions, if we're going to have it like we are somewhat of a necessary evil. I don't agree with all their tactics, but I do believe that, from a lot of people I know, that they protected a lot of workers' rights as well, too. So, I mean, as far as this goes, a lot of these Ayn Randian people believe that, that's terrible, this and that. But, the fact of the matter is that, if not, you can get fired for looking the wrong way or whatever and replaced by somebody else. And I don't know. It's another thing I think that's been going on with the, with a lot of the, the people that support you know, a lot of this what do you want to call it, you know, like Ayn Randy and even Ron Paul, you know, a lot of the stuff that they buy into, and that's, you know, that's a lot of the, you know, it's not fair for and not that I think everybody should be fair. That's socialism. Everyone shouldn't have exactly the same. I believe there's always going to be a class system. However, there shouldn't be such a disparity of wealth as there is now. You know, we shouldn't have people that are billionaires and, you know, trillionaires wiping their ass with money and then have, you know, people that can't even afford to eat. So, I mean, you know, that's where pretty much where I stand on that. So, I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to make that point, I guess.
One of my friends just texted me. He's like, I'm listening now. I'm like, dude, you just missed all the beef of the show. Oh, Chris Kendall's calling in. Hold on, let me put Chris on. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you, buddy? How you doing?
Good.
I
was looking at your emails and stuff.
Yeah, did you get to look at that thread at all and how ridiculous it was?
Yeah. I looked at the Clues forum and read some of the posts, but I didn't look at this one yet. I was just getting ready to check it out.
Oh, yeah. Totally hoi polloi for no reason. Totally went ballistic, attacking me, calling me a sim, a fake person. All my friends are fake. My profile's fake. I put like 50 pictures of myself up there, a couple videos for them. They started drawing red squares all over all of them, saying the girls I was with were fake. Their ears were melting off their head. The shadows behind me weren't right. My car accident was fake. All this shit, dude. And then they eventually banned me for defending myself. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we got off it for a minute, but we can get back on it for a minute. I mean, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you got my email and you're checking it out. Just scroll through the thread and it's ridiculous what he said about me. Totally unprovoked. I didn't say anything to them. The last thing I said to them was that night we were talking about the videos. I sent Simon Shack a message, a nice message on Skype, warning him about the videos and to back stuff up. And I said, all right, see you later. And he never got back to me. And hoi polloi just launches this attack on me and calls me a sim and everything else. It's just, it's totally uncalled for.
Man, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, did you look through any of it at all? I'm adding another caller. Bob, that's you, I'm assuming, on the other line?
Yeah.
Just lower your computer volume for 1 minute. I just want Chris's opinion on this, and I'll let you chime in. Chris, did you scroll through it at all, you'll see they also, now they're banning anybody that speaks in my support, even like, you know, without swearing at them or anything. One user, MSQ, said, you know, I really don't see why, you know, all these attacks on Brian Stave. It looks like you're just trying to discredit him and blah, 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 blah. And I don't know. It's just, it's really, really ridiculous. And saying that I'm a sim and everything else. And I don't know. Hey, Bob, you're on the line. Am I a fucking sim, or have you known me for 15, 20 years?
Yeah, I've known you for at least 15 years, Brian, and you're not a sim. But I don't understand why you walk around with red boxes on you when you go out.
Hey, that's my style, kid. Matt, too. Matt and Kevin, they love it, you know?
Right, yeah, I've only known Matt for almost 20 years, and he's not a sim either. I don't know how you photoshopped him into that picture.
And Amy, we all worked at the same place. We all worked at Fields, right?
Come on. It's just ridiculous that you thought that picture was fake.
Yeah, and did you see my defense of myself, how I put up about 50 pictures of myself? None of them are willing to do that. And I told Hoi Polloi, I said, Hoi, you want to call me a sim? There's fucking 2,000 pictures of me compared to every one there is of you. And you're going to call me a sim and call me fake? And then they continued with their bullshit saying, oh, we're not attacking you. Oh, you're not attacking me? You're telling me I'm a fake, I'm a fraud, I'm a liar, or my friends are fake.
Hold on, Brian, sorry. But not only that, but the fact that, you know, you use your real name, you can be looked up, you know, but you know, you're getting attacked by someone that uses an alias, you know, a computer handle, and that's what they do their work under. Come on, you know, to me, it's good, continue, but I just wanted to add that. It's not like this person is all over the internet, you know. It's not like we know, you know, what a play looks like, or, you know, I'm just stupefied by this, really.
I'm more open and out there with my real personality than I think anybody in this goddamn movement.
Hey, I've walked your Sim dog before, so I know you're not lying.
What's that?
I've walked your Sim dog before, so I know you're not lying.
Oh, yeah, he's a great little bot, isn't he?
I mean, the fact that they would ban you so you can't defend yourself, I think it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Then did you notice how the comments piled up on top of that? That's when they really started. More and more people chimed in. Then they're like, where's Stavely and his camp of Oompa Loompas now? We really shut them up. No, the fuck you didn't. You banned me.
All right, I'm going to go to work, but I just wanted to chime in on that.
All right, thanks, Bob. Bob, I want you to listen to the archive later, though, because the first hour was really good. That's my friend Bob. He's from Lowell too, and he must be another Sim, I guess. But yeah, I don't know, Chris. I know you haven't had time to go through it all yet, but
not. But looking at it now, I just
look at the pitches. Even without reading all the attacks on me, look at all the pitches that they're trying to say are fake, and what they're trying to point out in the pitches, and there's nothing to any of them. All they're doing is discrediting themselves, which is terrible because we're on a lot of the same page as far as the media fakery on 9/11. But, I mean, I did, in my defense, you know, I could have put just two pitches up like a normal person would. I took hours to put up, like, all different pitches. They even said my 8th grade yearbook that I put up was fake. You can go, and Ab did this earlier. Ab called in. And Ab went on my page earlier, and he went and looked at some of my old pitches and all the people that were tagged in them and went to all their profiles, and they're all from Lowell, and they all have real comments on their page. These are all real people, dude. These people are and now they're banning – they banned Linksland. They banned MSQ. They banned one other member. And after Hoy attacked me, I don't know if you saw my response – but I kept it cordial, I without being like vulgar or anything. I didn't do anything that deserved a ban, but other than stick up for myself. And I offered my phone number, and I said, Hoy, you know, if I'm such a Sim, why don't you call me right now? And we could talk either privately or on the air, wherever you want to do it. And then my Skype line rang with a number that I didn't know. And for some stupid reason, I thought it was him. I answered it, and it wasn't him. It was another member of Clues. That was just absolutely stupefied by what they were doing to me. And really? I've gotten like so many messages and calls today from everybody. And I warned them. I told them, all you guys are going to do is discredit yourselves and push people my way. And I swear to God, like 15 people have hit me up on Facebook today in my support. A couple people have gotten banned just for commenting and saying, hey, why are you attacking this guy? And I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it's totally uncalled for. And what's your early opinion before you get through the whole thread? And then once you get through the whole thread after, I mean, I'd like to get your opinion, even if it's later on. I mean, isn't it a little ridiculous?
Well, what was the whole thing that allegedly set it off? I mean, what was...
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's what I'm saying, Chris. He did you see his first post? Because that's the first one on the link, right?
Mm-hmm.
He just posted that out of the blue. Out of the blue. I haven't even posted on that forum. And with one exception, I haven't posted on that forum in like 8 months. And the only time I posted on that forum is because Simon posted something about 2 weeks ago where he complimented me and Ab's show. Then he gave me a backhanded compliment how my website's all messy and sloppy, though. But then he said, we need to keep the infighting out, and we're on the same road here, so let's keep that down. And I said, Simon, thank you for the post. I do agree we need to stop with the infighting. And that was all I said. And I tried to, you know, just be a nice guy again. And now a week later, Hoy Polloi, out of nowhere, makes this big long post how I'm a Sim. He's actually ridiculing people, coming to my defense, telling them that they're backing up a fake identity. A person that's just a Skype account and a fake Facebook profile. I put videos of myself up there at the Celtics game. videos at my dad's wedding. In the videos, you can hear me acting like a drunk fool, singing and dancing, and it's clearly the same person you hear talking right now, and it's clearly the same person you see in all my pitches. If I'm a sim, I'm the best goddamn backstory they ever built for a sim that you've ever seen.
Well, if they're going to say you're a sim, I mean, they'd have to, like, re-examine their evidence, because that's like 180 degree opposite of what the sims that you see in the official 9/11 record are, you know, real spotty, real. What's his name? Max Conradi. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Hoy Polloi. His real name is Max something. Conradi.
Yeah.
So he does. So, like, we were trying to get him to come on some of the calls, and or Simon Shack, you know, a while ago, and they finally replied on the forum saying, you know, there's. You know, this. You know, we're not really interested in that. Simon was saying, "Oh, it's not really well spoken. That's not our thing," type of deal. Which I would say, okay, you know, whatever, that's fine. But then you have this sort of It was on an online radio station. And then it's Max Conradi going on there, and he sounds like super polished and professional, like he's been doing it all his life.
Like, oh yeah, and you know what else he did? He did that. It might even be the show you're talking about, because he did a show recently on some radio station, and Ab was going to archive it up on his site, and Hoy Polloi or Max, whatever the fuck his name is, he told Ab. That you know how me and Ab did a show on 9/11 a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
He told Ab that if my show is in rotation on that archive, he's not allowed to put Hoy's show up there.
Really?
Yeah. He specifically told him that. I mean, what have I ever done to, you know what I mean? It's a show. I've never done anything for anybody to question me as a gatekeeper or a shill or anything. I mean, and I asked them that, and nobody can answer me. And then they're over there drawing squares on all my friends' clothing and pictures that we took. Dude, those are clearly real pictures of me. I mean, there's pictures of me at a party. They're saying even the cleavage on the girls in the back is simulated cleavage. Like, I wish these Wait girls were into 9/11 so I could tell them that, because they'd be fucking pissed, man. And then they got a red square around my friend Kim's ear and saying her ear is melting down her neck. I'm sorry, I just don't see it. And then he says that her the digital DNA is reflecting on the wall behind her. Dude, that's a green fucking light because we're at a party at a function hall. Like, are these people serious? And then he wants to question my car accident and call me a liar. And then they tell me that's not an attack on me. I mean, it's and normally I don't wear I started the show off by telling everybody. I normally like to keep this stuff private, not talk about it on the radio as far as, like, infighting and stuff, because it definitely is a distraction from what we're trying to do. But it got to the point over the last 2 days where, man, I really needed to come on here tonight and defend myself, especially after last night. I mean, after I went to bed and got up today and went on there and looked at what they did to all my pitches, like, they didn't find anything on any of them, but they acted like they've got all types of evidence that I'm this sim. And if you go through, I mean, you don't even need to read the post. You can just scroll through the pics of me. You can see that they're real pics, dude. There's an actual video of me at the Celtics game with people that are in those pics. We're walking around singing, talking, dancing, having a great time. Is that a simulated video? Like, we have the most advanced software in the world, and they just decided to use it on some small-time internet radio host? I mean, give me a break, dude. And I offered him... I offered anybody on that site my Facebook profile and access to all 2,000 friggin' photos of me. And I told Hoy, I said, Hoy, there's 2,000 pictures of me for every one there is of you, and you're calling me a sim.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then eventually I said, after them just they kept pounding on me and jumping down my back, and that Brian V guy chimes in, and all he ever does is attack. And then
he's just a dick rider, from my opinion. I haven't seen him add anything special to any of the posts. Even other, you know, I lurk there on other posts as well, and I don't see him do anything but bash people.
He waits till somebody gets bashed, and then he jumps in. And then Simon tries to
act like, as long as it's okay with Simon or Hoy, of course.
Yeah. And then Simon tries to act like he's the peacemaker, but if you notice, he doesn't jump in when Hoy writes this big, long, extravagant attack about me. He doesn't jump in the other four comments after it where people are attacking me. He waits until I post and defend myself, and then he writes, "Oh, I guess it's kindergarten time. I thought we were going to stop the infighting or something, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Yeah, it's kindergarten time, and Hoy's the kindergarten teacher, and the principal should have stepped in earlier." You know, that's what I said.
And where is he to say that Brian's not a sim? You know, not for nothing. He must be pretty good, to have interviewed him. If I'm a sim too, then he got to get interviewed by two sims.
I talked to him on the phone the day before for like 4 hours.
You know, it's just ridiculous.
Total ridiculous. Normally, I would just I let shit go, Chris. But if you look there's right now, and it'll be more by tomorrow. There's three full pages on that thread that are attacking me. Actually, if you go back to like page 8 or 9 when they first started attacking me 6 months ago, there's about 8 pages of it. But never mind that. Let's just talk about what's going on now, starting on page 17 of that thread. It's just ridiculous what they're saying about me. And I mean, what more can I do to prove I'm not a sim than put access to like 2,000 pictures up there, post like friggin' 50 of them, put two live videos of me up there, one me dancing at my dad's wedding, which was, like a year or two ago. One of me at the Celtics game 3 years ago. I'm a sim, really. I'd like to know how I fake those videos, and I don't know, man. It's just, how would you take it personally if they did that to you?
Oh, I don't know, man. I would just say, well, thinking about stuff like this, you know, I would say, I thought about this before, like, what if I get, like, some kind of, attack or whatever. If someone's out there on a forum sniping at me from a forum, that's what I call it, sniping. You kind of, we'll stay over here and, like, fire pot shots at you from our own little enclave, you know. I would just say this, hey, you could come on the Skype, the call, anytime you want. You set the time, and I'll arrange it. I don't care if you want to. I'll get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and have it whenever you want to have it. And we'll have a man to man discussion. And if you don't want to do that, then my request to you is on the record. You know,
right?
And if you decide that you don't want to take me up on that, then you've discredited yourself in the eyes of any reasonable person, and this should be discussion over.
And that's exactly what I did
from that point on. And that's I would leave it at that. I don't care how much more they come at me. I say, and I would just remind them, hey, the invitation is still there. Come on, let's talk.
And I did, and I put my phone number in there.
I would leave it at that, and just say, hey, you know, and if it, and they keep coming at you and say, hey, you know how fucking stupid that would make somebody look? You know, yeah, you're this and that, but no, I'm not going to talk to you, man. If any reasonable person looking at that situation doesn't say that's clearly in your favor, Brian, you know, that here you are like a man standing out in the square and saying, meet me here, and that fucker doesn't show up. And anybody, any onlooker doesn't realize that dude is the chump. You're the dude.
Exactly.
In the right. They got a problem.
Anybody, Anybody with a reasonable mind. And that's what I was I said that earlier. I had Ab called in earlier. I said, Ab, even if you've never talked to me and I've never been on your show, and admittedly, you haven't known me long. You're new to this. I just met you like a month or so ago. Even if you totally never talked to me, wouldn't you be looking at these pictures they're posting of me and this attack and be scratching your head like, what the hell is this? And after he attacked me, that's exactly what I did. I said, Hoy, why don't you call me and we can talk privately or we can talk on the air, however you want to do it. Here's my number. As a matter of fact, anybody here that doubts my identity can call me. And you know what? Right after I posted it, I got a call on my Skype from a phone number I didn't recognize. I was licking my chops. I thought it was Hoy calling me, right? And it wasn't. It was another member at Clues, and he was total. Basically, said what you just said, and basically said what I've been saying all night. Like, I can't. You know, what are these guys doing, attacking you like this? And you know, it's just total nonsense. And he's like, they did this to me a while back. It wasn't as bad. But you know, I'm really glad you stood up for yourself the way you did with that post. And you know, it's just really ridiculous what they're doing. And that was before they even started posting all the pictures of me and drawing all the red squares on it. And then they're trying to insinuate that my car crash, I faked it and all this, saying my car crash was as real as the Gabby Giffin shooting and all this shit. Then they said, you know, after they banned me, they said things like, oh, we really shut Brian up and where's Stavely and his band of Oompa Loompas and all this bull crap. And it was after they banned me and they banned other people, so we couldn't go on there and defend ourselves. And there's pages and pages of it, man. It starts at that Hoy post, and if you go down like four posts underneath it, you'll see I quoted his post and I replied to it with a nice big long reply. And I kept it professional like I always tried to do, but I defended myself at the same time, and I extended that offer for them to call me. If I'm such a sim, would I want you to call me? No, I'd be the one ducking the call. Who's ducking the goddamn call? Hoy Polloi's ducking the call. Why don't you call me, Hoy Polloi? Why don't you call the show right now, you coward? I'm such a sim. Ask me anything. If I'm such a sim, I'm the best program friggin' robot ever. I'm better than friggin' Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator 2. Like, seriously. They even suggested the picture I put up there with me and my dog was fake. Look at the compression on this picture. The compression, the quality is just shitty on that one picture because it was taken with a shitty phone camera or webcam, whatever the hell I took it with that night. I think it might even been my Xbox Live webcam plugged into my computer. Like, these guys are really making themselves look bad. I mean, to anybody out there with a reasonable mind, even if they've never heard me, don't know who I am, don't know if I'm legit or not, if they go into that thread, see those attacks, and then, you know, look at those pictures that they're trying to dissect or whatever they're trying to do, it just looks like foolishness. I mean, there's nothing to any of them. I mean, if you see something wrong with one of those pics, let me know, but there's nothing fake about any of those pictures or any of the ones I posted. I posted about 50 links to pictures of me in that thread, and they took, you know, probably 20 of them and drew all types of red squares on them and said there were all types of lighting issues and shadows behind me where they shouldn't be. They said the girl's breasts were simulated and this girl's ears melting. This girl's head's misshapen. There's an invisible arm. My arm's not invisible in that picture. My arm's perfectly clear. You can see my white watch on my wrist around the person. It's like, wow, man. These guys are real idiots. Real cowards, too. Real cowards to attack me. And then when you know what I finally did, Chris? I got sick of defending myself and arguing. And I said, you know what, Hoy? You got me. I'm a sim. I'm a robot. My name's Johnny Five. And after that, he got pissed off and banned me. And then they went off. They went off all night while I was sleeping. They went off with about two pages of dissecting, you know, supposedly dissecting my photos. It's ridiculous. And it sucks because, you know, we're into the media fakery and so are they. And it makes you gotta – and now I have to really be really skeptical and careful about everything I get from there. I have to go back and relook at everything I've ever gotten from there. And, yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, you know.
Oh, that's, that's actually a good thing, you know, if you think about it. This kind of just reinforcing that, hey, be aware. Even these guys, you know, they're putting out this, like, really good information, man, you know? It's like, just be aware, because you know how slick this shit is, man. I mean, come on, we know how slick this stuff is. I mean, it's convoluted as fuck, man. I was thinking about how the system, how just diabolical it is altogether, you know. Like, I was going on, last time I had a call, I was just going on a rant about, like, the law. And I was just thinking about the Constitution and law. And I was just thinking how just convoluted and fucked up and just 180-degree opposite the system is to what people's perception of it is. You know, they think, well, oh, we live in the greatest of the country in the world. You always get justice. And then, like, you know, you got all these videos and stuff that people are posting on YouTube. And I'll just say this thing. I'll just say this about, you know, police brutality and their overstepping their bounds and abusing their power. That shit's been going on, man, since civilization began. That's nothing new. Only that we now got more video of it. But as far as like the system being diabolical, it's like, just think about that. You can go to jail and be harassed. You have to go get an attorney. You have to pay that attorney, and it's thousands of dollars. And then you say, oh, I got justice because, you know, they didn't send me to prison. Hell no, you got fucking punished, man. And then, like, it could come out in court. Oh, yeah, the cop clearly didn't know the law or didn't give a rat's ass about the law. And, yeah, it was false charges. And, yeah, but, you know, hey, you know, we're not going to send you to prison, so you should feel lucky. It's just, like, it's so fucking diabolical, man. And that's, like, And that's, you know, that's the kind of shit we're dealing with, man. So, like, you know, with the 9/11, man, I mean, it's like the same kind of just diabolical shit, man. And, like, they're going to just use these twisted tactics and mind fuckery to just no end, you know. So, like, so maybe it's a good thing this is coming out with the September clues, like, discrediting themselves, or at least part of it. I mean, it seems to be like this one guy, and maybe like some of the other commenters were saying, in your defense, Brian, that maybe he's just hating, dude. You know, it could be. It could be just a personal, like, little vendetta thing, you know. It, dude, may were, very well be.
I even posted a black and white picture of my eighth grade yearbook. It happened to be in black and white, okay? And then... because the last person in the class's name was Gus White and the first person's name was Akila Black, they were like, oh, how crazy is that? A black and white photo and the first person's name is black and the last person's name is white. This is a fake picture. And if you go to that picture on my Facebook profile, half of those people are tagged in it. And in the, they commented all over it. And you can click on their profiles and go look at their pages and see that they're all real people. And he's calling all these people fake people that are so real. It's ridiculous. And, I mean, I got pictures of me in eighth grade as a little kid 3 years ago, 10 years ago. It's just like, wow, man. I mean, you guys look really stupid. If this goes against everything they know about Vic Sims, too, like everything they've said, because they act like these people only have, you know, two or three pitches or whatever. Well, what about this guy that's got 2,000 of them? And I'm not even one of the supposed victims. But Brian Stavely has 2,000 freaking pitches of himself. Yeah, I'm a Vic Sim. I'm a Vic Sim. That's how I carry on back and forth conversations with you, Chris. I'm just a computer that you're talking to right now. How do you feel?
That would be pretty wild, man.
Yeah.
And I would have to hand it to him. I said, well, damn, you got me. Oh, boy. You spent, what, $81 trillion on a computer to get one over on me? That might make me have a big head. I don't know. I'd say, fuck, man, you really went all that trouble for little old me? That's kind of like it sounds like ego tripping, you know?
Oh yeah, they've made comments that anybody that supports me on there is going to get banned and all this shit. And they've been banning people, suspending people, whatever their difference is. They even said to somebody, because somebody came in my defense and said, you know, I read most of what's on here, but I don't usually post because my spelling and punctuation isn't always up to scratch, which is a great comment because they hammer people on that. And, you know, she said, I'm a definite amateur, but, you know, it's very puzzling how you guys are all these chipping in on all these attacks on Brian and you know, anybody that's looked around at the photos, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. And I've talked to Brian. No, we haven't met, but I've talked to him a fair amount on Facebook and on, you know, wherever else or whatever. And that's all she said. And she said, you know, regardless from where we're sitting, these attacks come across badly and taking away from the good information on the site. Just my two cents. Suspended. That person got suspended for that comment. Mm-hmm. Is that a comment to suspend somebody from a forum?
We will suspend you now. You are suspended henceforth.
I don't know. Is that the way they talk? I don't know. Those guys over there.
No,
they got different accents than that.
Yeah, I think it's a little different, but whatever you just did was pretty funny. Pretty funny. And then they tried saying my car crash was fake and the metadata goes back to an Apple computer in January. Dude, I took those pictures with my Motorola Droid phone a month ago. And I still have the original pictures here. Anybody that doubts the original pictures, never mind what September Clues wants to put and manipulate up there, I will send them to you, no problem. Send me your phone number. I'll send you the original pictures I took of the car from my phone, and you can look at whatever fucking data you want. Man, it's just crazy. And for them to say that some of these people are Sims that are around me, but then they're in other pictures with me, and mm-hmm. they're in totally different poses, and they're in videos with me, live videos of us at Celtics games and stuff, out drinking, having beers, having a good time. These guys just, you know, they don't. I just don't think they get out much, to tell you the truth. I don't think they have too many friends, and I don't know, man.
Yeah, I was looking at those comments. Somebody was putting along that lines, and I said that could very well be, man. I mean, no kidding, really. All kidding aside, I mean, it could be. It's like, I don't like this guy because he's got chicks, and I don't. I mean, that goes on, dude. It goes on. Hating, man. You know, it happens.
Dude, and the original picture he posted of me said was like a Vixen pic because it's got my one friend next to me like a hug me clone type of pic he's trying to insinuate. The only reason that picture looks like that and is cropped that way is so I'd be in the center because that was my Facebook profile picture. And all he had to do was go to my Facebook page and go on my profile pictures and see the original is there with my other buddy on the other side of me, and there's three of us. And then there's a picture of their girlfriends behind us, and they're drawing red boxes on our clothes. Well, dude, we're at the same party at the same night, sitting at the same table, and the girls came over for the picture. Like, yeah, my clothes look the same, and my buddy's clothes look the same. You know what? Because we haven't fucking moved. Well, maybe we moved, like, across the room or something. We're still in the same room. Like, the pictures were taken minutes apart, and it's crazy, dude. And it's not even like everybody's facial expressions are the same, like in some of the other ones that we've been known to look at. Like, I'm looking a completely different direction. My other buddy's eyes are looking a different direction. Like, it's total nonsense. And I'm just I'm really pissed off. I mean, this guy wrote a whole bunch of shit about me. A whole bunch, dude. A whole bunch. Mm-hmm. And that Brian V guy, he's nothing but a chump, dude. You know, really. And then they're criticizing the show because it's full of technical glitches, yada, yada, yada. I'm sorry that I don't pay a producer to run my show about 9/11, which most people don't give a crap about, and I have to force down their throat. No, I got to do this out of my own expense, okay? Sorry if we have some technical glitches here and there. You know what? That shit happens. Skype wasn't working the best tonight. For the first hour, people couldn't call in with their cells. They could only Skype in. Is that my fault? No, there's nothing I could do about it. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? How's your fucking radio show doing? You know? Where's their radio show? Why am I the one out here with the voice saying all this shit? And you're going to attack me? I've never even attacked any of their information or attacked anybody over there. If anything, I promoted media fakery on the radio more than I don't want to say just about anybody, but, you know, as much as anybody that I know, you know, along with you and a couple other people, you know?
Oh, there's always I don't know, the infighting and the personal stuff. And I've seen that just nonstop, man, ever since I've been looking into this stuff, which has been, you know, years.
Oh, yeah, and I can take a little infighting, but this is an all-out attack on my character. I mean, it's pages and pages and pages on a forum that, you know, thousands of people read, and people that I want to look into media fakery have been sent to this forum because it's one of the only ones to go to, and these guys are going to sit here and talk all this shit about me. And there's even a post on here. It says right in the post from Hoy to Ab that if Brian Stavely shows in rotation on your archive, you're not allowed to put mine up there. What the fuck is that shit? What's wrong with my show? Dude, I listened to Hoy and Simon do their show the other night, and it was so boring it put me to sleep. What's wrong with my show? I think my shows are better than their shows, to tell you the truth. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just recalling some stuff that kind of over the years it has kind of come up, and I just remember getting into kind of a dispute with the guy Ozzy Ben Oswald.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know who he is or remember him.
I know exactly who he is. Yeah,
and
I've never had contact with him, but I know who he is.
And he just like viciously attacked me, and I was like, "Dude, is that really called for? I mean, are you serious or?" Like, why? I mean, and it was over something. And you know what? I don't even remember what it was. But, like, you know, he actually did correct me, and I thank him for that, on a video I had done where I was mistaken in my analysis, you know. And I was like, hey, you know, I appreciate you pointing that out. I took the video down. And there was some, I think it was something that I had made a comment on. And, not even knowing that it was the same guy that had, you know, it wasn't a tit for tat thing. Well, you know, I'll correct you. No, it wasn't like that at all. But it was like, I think it was about the Harley guy. And I said, yeah, this Harley guy thing, I'm not totally 100% with it. Him identifying as Mark Humphrey.
With him being as Mark Humphreys, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not with this at all because, for one thing, the video is absolute crap quality. And to make that kind of definitive you know, match as far as this being the same person with that crappy level of video, I say, like, this is really sketchy, man. I really don't buy into this. And then, you know, he went in and got the guy that was in the backdrop, black man that was walking behind the Harley guy, and then identified him as this other actor. And so I was looking at that, and I said, well, I don't know. This guy's supposed to be an actor. I'm going to see some other pictures of him. So I called up some other pictures online. I said, well, here's a better one, because this is a profile picture of this alleged actor. And I said, let's do a – I just simply did a side-by-side comparison. I said – I just pointed out. I said, look, man. I said, these are two totally different people, man. The jaw, everything, the nose, everything is completely different, you know. It's like, why are you saying that's that person? And he just exploded, man. He just, like, could not believe I was going to question him on that. And it just went on and on for a while. But I just said, I said, hey, you know, if you're hung up on that interpretation and that analysis, you know, that's fine. Go ahead. But just leave me out of the discussion. Leave me out of your analysis and all that. And I'll just go about my business, because, you know, I was just trying to point something out that looked really obvious. And it's like, as honest researchers and stuff, that's what we should be doing. But of course, you know, I guess the ego thing gets in the way and all that.
Oh, and those guys' egos are huge over there. And they think that they like own 9/11. Sorry, it happened or didn't happen to all of us. All right. And I just want to read a tiny bit. I'm not going to read my whole post to Hoy Polloi because it'd be very time consuming. But I want to show you how I offered for him to call in on any occasion. At the end of one paragraph, I said, I've offered my number for this site. Anyone who wishes to call. Then I put the number, and I put my Skype name if they wanted to do that. And then I put, stop with this nonsense. Again, unprovoked by me. No, Hoy, I'm not looking for friends. I get it. I don't care if you like me, but I'm not going to sit here while you spread ridiculous lies that 5 minutes of research can prove wrong. My picks are fake, you say? Then no faker than yours. Then I said, keep it up, though. All you're doing is giving me attention and driving people to see if I'm real or not by visiting my site and hearing my show. Thank you. Free advertising at Clues Forum. Let me know next time you're on the radio, Hoy, so my fake automated voice can call you. I'm sure it'll have a few words for you. Too bad we can't just focus on the 9/11 information. That's what I'm trying to do now, but I guess I don't exist. Clever way to keep the media fakery stuff in-house. Scare away or discourage anyone who is on board with it away from your forum. You might be fooling many of these guys, but you're not fooling me. So everyone, and I'm talking to everybody at the forum, what did you think of the pictures and videos of me? Am I fake or what? Wow, they really went all out with this fake identity. Why do you continually question me when I've done nothing but good for this cause? Sorry, Hoy, but you aren't the 9/11 god. No one is. It happened, or more or less didn't happen, to all of us. I can talk about it however and whenever I want, which is quite often. Call in Wednesday night. Would love to hear your voice. Goodbye, old pal. And he'll never call. He'll never call. Because he's got no balls.
Hmm. Yeah, it's... yeah, it sounds familiar is what I'm saying. I mean, it's kind of... It's similar to stuff that, you know, I've seen. And it's just kind of like the... It looks like somebody just gets like a wild hair and just goes on the attack, you know? And It's really with all the nature of all this is like it's really hard to sort out. Is like, okay, is this guy just have a character flaw or something that he's and that's what's being demonstrated here, or is this just some tactic to like disrupt this whole thing? You know,
it's a tactic to disrupt the whole thing and discredit people like us who are getting close to what might have really been going on and discourage us away from the media fakery. That's what I think it is. Justin, are you still with us? I think Justin's done for the night. But, yeah, it's just I think it is a sort of clever gatekeeping tactic of trying to keep the media fakery information in-house. I mean, I really can't think of any other idea, but I mean, man, when you read through this thread later, and you're going to see, like, all these people and the shit that they say, it's ridiculous. And they're, like, all saying that I'm fake and I'm a sim, and come on, man. I'm offering you guys to call me then. If I'm such a sim, call me. You know, I even put, you know, most people wouldn't put pictures of themselves drunk at a party because people would think it would discredit them or whatever. I put pictures of me dancing on a table with sunglasses on, hammered, okay? And then they're like adjusting the brightness and the shadow and the contrast on it, and then they're saying the shadows are wrong, and it's just ridiculous. Saying my friend's head's shaped or warped, and they've, oh, it's just, I don't know, man. They look like total idiots. And it really makes me have to question everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks.
The timestamp on your car was wrong.
Yeah, that's what they say. And they link it to some fucking site that I've never heard of before. And God only knows if the site that they use can be edited or whatever. And somebody must edit it because the timestamp on the site did say the date that they said, but dude, my car was not crashed in January. My car was crashed last month, and if anybody doubts that because of that one picture they have, I will send you the original. It is on my cell phone. I have no problem sending somebody a picture message, and you guys can take it to whatever fucking photo expert you want. Which would be stupid of me to put my insurance information and all that, but I'm about to friggin' put that shit up there, like, to show these people that, listen, you guys are idiots, like, dude. But I can't even post there anymore, so. They're calling me all types of names. Staver Lies, the Stavely Camp has gone very quiet. Yeah, gone quiet because you fucking banned me, you asshole. You know? It's the only reason I've gone quiet, you know?
Yeah, I don't like that at all, man. That's just...
Yeah. Hoi Polloi's latest response. This is the last post in the thread. And this is in response to that one that I read from MSQ, the person I said got banned today. Well, one of the persons. There were a few of them that got banned for even mentioning, like, supporting me at all. So they write, "So MSQ has conformed to this attack of my friends," in quotes, quite. "Despite the fact that we've now spent a couple of pages questioning images and credibility and not once attacked any living person. In fact, it makes me wonder just why we've had so many registrations from folks endorsing this Stavely character, but who can't get by the idea he is just a Facebook profile and a Skype voice to them, by their own admittance," even though nobody admitted that. "No offense to anyone, really. We just don't need friends of Sims here who are going to whine and cry every time we ask whether a photo is real or not. MSQ, you are suspended. If you change your mind about the importance of a dubious digital persona to your real life and real community, if indeed you have those, please ask Simon to reinstate you." These guys are like... it's unbelievable. I mean, that's just... I'm a dubious digital persona and a fake Facebook profile and Skype voice.
Wow.
And I'm supposed to just take this and not say anything. Fuck that. I'm done with that. You know. And I've always said I didn't want to do radio shows where, you know, it was about infighting and shit, because it's distracting from what we're trying to do. It really is. And people that are trying to warm up to the information, they don't need to hear this shit, you know? But I have a platform. I got banned from where all this shit talking is going on about me. I decided tonight, you know what, Justin? Tonight, I'm going on the offensive, dude. Well, actually, it's really the defensive, but I'm going to go on the air and defend myself. This is fucking bullshit, you know? I'm really pissed off about this. Like, dude, this is so uncalled for. And Chris, I swear to God, I didn't even make a post on there. He just came out of nowhere and made that big, long post about me being a fake character, a sim, and all this crap. I did nothing to incite that post. And I was alerted to it by somebody. I went over and read it, and I was just like, my jaw dropped. I'm like, you've got to be shitting me. These guys are starting on me again. And, like, what have I ever done, Chris? I mean, you've known me for, you know, a number of months now on here. I mean, we've never done anything but had good, open, honest conversations. Have I ever acted like a gatekeeper or a shill in any call that we had?
No. And you know what, too? I've spoken with Simoncheck several times on the Skype, and I don't know, man. He doesn't come across to me as being that... suspicious or anything he says doesn't like come across to me as being like, what's the word, perpy or what have you. But as far as the other guy, the Hoi Polloi guy, never spoken to him, but I could say that for Simon, but I've spoken to him about five times, something like that. I mean, including when we did the recorded calls, a couple of those, and one with on Mark's.
I've heard them both. Yep, I've heard them both.
And I could just say that, like, nothing that he said that I would be able to like point to and say, yeah, this guy, you know, he puts out a lot of good information, but you know, he's doing this or that. I couldn't say that. I really could. I honestly can't say that about Simon Hyten, Simoncheck. He always comes across as like being a legit dude. You know, like you ask him a question, he's like, "Yeah, you know, I thought about that, and it could be this way or that way. I don't know. You know, I was doing the research at the time, and I said, well, that's totally reasonable. I don't see anything that he's saying that's like trying, because I've heard others like say that, oh yeah, Simon, he's like really pushing the missile thing. And then I asked him about the missile thing, and he's like, oh, I don't, you know, I'm not adamant about it. You know, it's like that's
what I did think about that. He said that he might have made a mistake on that. Yeah, and you know what? You know what though? You know what my experiences with him were. I had two calls with him. One was private before I got him on my radio. The first way we hooked up was on YouTube. I had commented on a video that had something to do with him or he was already involved in, and he liked the comment or whatever, so he commented back to me, and then I got him to agree to come on my radio show. So we had a conversation on the phone for like 4 hours. The guy went out of his way to tell me how much he trusts. He's like, I have a real good feel for this. I can tell who's real and who's not. And I trust you, this, that, and the other thing. We do the show the next day. The show went great. And then the day after that, they started attacking me on the forum. And he called me every gatekeeper in the book. People that he named as gatekeepers himself. And then he started comparing me to all of them. And then they said it wasn't an attack on me. And then they attacked me for like a whole week. And for like 5 days.
Oh, you mean Simon was in on that too at that time?
Oh, yeah. This was Simon that made that. He that made that post about me calling me a gatekeeper, and he called me Ace Baker and Nico Haupt and everybody else that he thought was a gatekeeper, and I agree on probably most of them. And there was a list of about 15 of them. He called me all of those, and I wasn't supposed to take offense to that.
Because of like, what was he pointing out? Anything specific that he was saying? Oh, I have suspicion that Brian Stavely's gatekeeping, and here's why.
Dude, they had nothing. They have. Do you see the name of the thread that this whole thing is going in? It's called "You Literally Think There Are Shills Online," okay? And they were actually talking about Phil Jahan already in there, and I had just had a falling out with Phil Jahan, who had just attacked me and was continuing to attack me. And this is the day after Simon was on my show, so I figured I'd go on there, let them know, hey, I was wrong about Phil. You guys were right. We think you guys are doing a good job. And I just wanted to introduce myself and shit. And then they all started attacking me and saying I was there just trying to promote myself. I was just trying to introduce myself. And then they made it impossible for me to even promote the show that he was on. But he literally called me every gatekeeper in the book, and I'll grab the post so you can see it, and you're gonna be like, "What the fuck, man?" I mean, it was totally uncalled for, totally uncalled for, and anybody would take it as an insult. Then you have this person, Matt, who just is some lady, I guess. She just totally jumped down my throat for like a whole week. It was pretty crazy, man. I mean, there was like one to two people that stood up for me, and everybody else was attacking me. And then Simon was just like, tries to sound all smart and eloquent. Oh, my dear Brian Stavely, you're going to have to behave much better if we're not going to think you're just going to turn on us and attack Clues later on down the road, just like the rest of these people. And how do we know you're any different than this person? And then he named, like, you know, like the top friggin' 15 gatekeepers of 9/11.
Yeah, like Jeff Hill and
Yep, all of them.
What's the guy's name? Ace Baker.
Yeah, Ace Baker's name was on there. Nico Haupt, Rosalie Grable, I was called. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous, you know. I was quite pissed off by it. I'm actually looking for the post right now. You got a few more minutes to stick around if I take a quick break, or do you have to get out of here?
Oh, I can stick around for a few minutes. Yeah.
All right, let's go a few more minutes. Guys, you're listening to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, my co-host, Justin Cook. We have Chris Kendall on the call, and we will be right back in about 4 minutes.
The right to remain silent. Let me shut up.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music's so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty.
Trying to catch me riding dirty. they can see me lean. Tent so it ain't easy to be seen. Police see me ride by, they can see the gleam. I shine on the deck in the TV screen. Ride with a new chick, she like cola. Next to the PlayStation controller is a full clip in my pistola. Send a jacker into a coma. Girl, you ain't know I'm crazy like crazy bone. Just tryna bone, ain't tryna have no babies. Ride clean as hell, so I pull in ladies. Laws on patrol and you know they hate me. Music turned all the way up into the maximum. I can speak to some niggas, try to jack for some. But we packing something and what we have for we have a nigga locked up in the maximum security cell. I'm gripping old. Music loud and I'm tipping slow. Twin steady twisting like hit this dough. Police pull up right behind and it's in his throat. The windows down, gotta stop pollution. City change niggas like who is that producing? That's the plan skills when we out and cruising. Got warrants in every city except Houston, but I still ain't losing.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding dirty.
I really can't focus. I gotta get you home with a popo scope. This big old splurge just swerving all up in the curb. And nigga been sipping on the heat and singing the gin again. The sin again. We in the wind. Doing a hundred while I puff on the block. I roll another one up. We living like we ain't giving a fuck. I got a blunt up in my right hand. 40 ounce on my left. Freezing my balls. Rolling up the tree. Green leaves and all. Coming pretty deep. Me and my dog Joe. Like a nigga in the back streets. Wounded by the 6 pounds. And I got heat. Black glass shots to the block. We creep creep. Pop pop. Whole cops don't see me. On a low key. With no regard for the law. We dodge them like fuck them all. But I won't be caught up and brought up on charges for none of y'all. Keep a gun in car, in a bloody spot. Well, if you want, nigga, the poppin' door. Ready or not, we bust shots off in the air. Crazy bone and chameleon, yeah.
They see me rolling, they hating. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding.
So I try to let you go. Turn on my blanket light and then I swing it slow. And they upset for sure. But they think they know that they catching me with plenty of the drink and drove. So they get behind me trying to check my tags. Look at my rear view when they smiling. Thinking they'll catch me in the wrong and keep trying. They denying that it's racial profiling. Houston, Texas, you can check my tags. Pull me over, try to check my slab. Glove compartment, gotta get my cash. Cause the crooked cops try to come up fast. And being the baller that I am, I talk to them, giving a damn about them not feeling my attitude. When they realize I ain't even riding dirty, but you'll be leaving with an even madder mood. I'ma laugh at you and then I have to cruise. Jamming number two on some old DJ screw. Can't arrest me, plus you can't sue. This is a message to the law, tell them we hate you. Can't be tough, so tell them that they should have known. Tipping down, I'm sitting crooked on my chrome. Booking my phone, finding a chick I wanna bone. Like they couldn't stop me, I'm about to pull up at your home. In the zone.
They see me rolling, they hating. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding.
Okay, everybody, you listen to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, my co-host, Justin Cook. We have Chris Kendall on the call. Chris, did you see the message that I sent to you in the Skype when we went to break?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The one with Simon Checks.
Yeah.
Bringing you up with...
you see what I mean? And this is the day after he was on my show. I mean, these guys, what the fuck is their problem, you know? And all I was doing before was, like, people were questioning my accent and calling me a shill or this or that. It's just like, wow, man. And I'm going to read it to the audience real quick because it's a short post. Some of you guys out there I know are kind of new to this. You might not know who some of these people are, but it's a big insult to be called any of these people, okay? This is from Simon Shack, May 14th. This is one day, maybe 2 days, after he was on my radio show, which went very well. We didn't argue. I let him get his whole story across. I thought the show was excellent, to tell you the truth. Brian Stavely, just to let you know, you'll have to act somewhat better in order to convince me that you're not just another fake, double-faced promoter of my research, just like these former fans were. Ozzy Ben Oswald, D-Duck, Jeff Hill, Genghis, Nico Haupt, Rosalie Grable, a.k.a. The Web Fairy, Ken Trailer, Ace Baker, Jim Fetzer, etc. You know, dear Brian Stavely, we are talking about pretty grave and momentous issues here, and everyone participating in this research needs to show some profoundness. I'm afraid you are still way short of that. It is a fact that all the above-named entities have championed my research for weeks, months, or years, only to flip-flop at some stage and turn against me, or just completely ignored me for almost half a decade, as Morgan Reynolds has. What does this tell you? Fortunately, these entities are few, although they try posing as prominent 9/11 researchers. The sincere thinking people are much more numerous. Thus, any further post of yours which sounds hastily written will lower your credibility as a sincere 9/11 researcher. Just keep that in mind. You wouldn't take that as an insult? I mean, come on. The guy fucking called me Ozzy Ben Oswald, the guy you were just talking about.
Yeah. Ozzy Ben Oswald, Kent Raylor, he was on one of the calls because he had just got kicked off Clues Forum, and they came on and talked to us about it. About the, he was putting some stuff up about that fake jump out of space with the balloon,
the whole thing. Yeah.
And then he got on to, he started posting something, and all of a sudden, Simon shut down the whole thread. And said that, oh, no, I'm not posting on this anymore. And said something to the effect that, yeah, I don't want to advertise for Red Bull anymore. Something like that. Didn't make any sense. But and so Kent Raylor was saying, yeah, that was right after I posted like a series of photos. And his analysis was like, well, I thought pretty good, you know. But then,
hold on, Chris, real quick. So Ozzy Ben Oswald has been back there, and this because that jump was recent, wasn't it? That was
talking about Kent Traylor, not Ozzy Ben Oswald.
Yeah, Kent Traylor.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I Ozzy Ben Oswald. I guess
Ozzy
I think
had,
they
he had
like
a falling out. He had a falling out with them. Yeah, they had a little thing where he told me about Ozzy Ben Oswald on the phone. Dude, I mean, so these guys, the are there really shills online thread or whatever? Half of the fucking 20 pages are about me. I mean, literally, from page 8 to like page 13 or 14 was the attacks way back in March. May. And Justin, you know how ridiculous that was. And I never even mentioned it on the air really because I didn't want to start shit. And I just kind of let them have the best of it or whatever. And they really were unwarranted attacks. But this stuff lately over the last 2 days is fucking bullshit. I'm not fucking taking it anymore from them. And I'm not fucking – I'm sick of it, dude. And I'm going to tell people what I think about them. Fuck Hoi Polloi. Hoi Polloi, if you're listening right now, fuck you. You're a coward. Call in. If I'm such a fucking sim, call in. Prove that I'm a sim. Ask me a question a goddamn computer can't answer. All right.
Or send one of your fucking trusted associates to the East Coast and meet up with either one of us in person.
Yeah,
how about that?
Like Justin offered earlier, Chris. If any of their trusted people from their site, whoever they may be, live anywhere near me or Justin within a couple hours, we'll go meet them just to prove that we're real people. All right. I'm fucking sick of this, dude. I'm not a real person. I was reading back in one of the comments. A friend of mine, Lumpy, he's that guy Bob that called earlier. He's not really into the 9/11 stuff, but I kind of been showing him some stuff over the last few weeks, and he's kind of seeing that there's definitely some really strange shit going on. And he writes, Matt does have a weirdly shaped head though. that's just funny because they said my friend's head was misshapen. They were talking about a different picture though. They weren't talking about Matt in that picture. I just think it's funny. JB, he's still in the chat. He's made some good comments too. I don't know, man. It's pretty insulting when the shills thread online on September Clues is half of it's about me, and I've never done anything to make anyone suspect that I'm a shill. Nothing. Yeah. And Justin, remember they accused me of losing a show?
Simon said,
"Oh, you had this great show that you had that was up there that you did. It was this and that, but now I can't find it. It's really suspicious that it's not up on your website." He had me looking for this show for how long, Justin? I was looking up and down for the show he was talking about. Yeah. I could not find it at all.
And I told Brian at the time, I said, you know, to be honest, I think, you know, every show we've ever done has been up there, you know. So, I mean, he's leading you on a wild goose chase, or he's, you know, not explaining it right. I don't know what to tell you.
It was basically insinuating I deleted a show.
Right, right.
Yeah. I've never deleted a show. I'm good about archiving my shows compared to most people. Like,
and not that, but if you tonight. Did... If you wanted to delete a show, that's your business anyway. But that's never been our policy. You know, we've always maintained that any show, no matter what, you know, the content is going to go up, and we've stuck to that. So I mean, you know, it's just another bullshit, you know, implication.
Yeah, I'm completely bullshit about all this, man. I really am. I really, really am. I mean, so we already know you can't really trust anybody in this game. There's only a few of us. I tried telling one of my friends the other day, you know, we were talking about the 9/11 and the media fakery, and I'm like, he's like, how many people, you know, are there that are, you know, are into this? I'm like, dude, there's really probably less than, like, 20 people in the whole world that we can trust that talk about this. And I don't think I was exaggerating on that.
What don't you think it's funny how the hoi polloi guy is, like, really well-spoken and everything, and was able to do that really well-presented kind of overview of September Clues and all that on that radio program. And he's never been on any of the talk show calls that any of us have done. He's never been on your show. He's never been on, until recently with, like, with Tim Ab.
Yeah, just the other night.
The other night.
And I'm sorry, but that show was boring as hell. And that's no fault of Ab's. That show, they didn't even really put any information out on that show. It was stupid, you know?
Uh-huh. But, you know, I mean, that's kind of interesting. What exactly does that say? I don't know. I mean, I've heard, like, that was kind of a big deal. They never came and spoke to any of us, but it's like, I don't know, maybe the whole just the thing with this just kind of the nature of the research and the whole thing with this, you know, idea that there are these agents and shills out there. And let's think about this, like, to Brian, I mean, this possibility that maybe that they are coming at you from that perspective, saying, yeah, we've had this happen multiple times already, and we're not sure about this guy, you know, because you seem to be sort of like a up-and-comer, sort of high-profile kind of, more than, like, just about everybody else, you know, that's kind of in the circle out there, you know, sort of, so that you're at the point where you're kind of like can fall into a comparison with, like, Jeff Hill, or, you know, I'm just putting this out there. I mean, I try to see things from all perspectives, you know.
Yeah, I could understand that, because I only been in this game like 2 years, and I've been moving through it fast, you know. I didn't really realize I was that well known, like, but I mean, Justin's been telling me, dude, you know, you're like one of the main guys out there pushing the message, you know. That's why people are attacking you.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like it. That happens. Like, you do anything. I mean, I've done a few videos and stuff, and then just like a couple of things I've done is, like, I have all these different attacks just coming out of the blue, just like people
I've never heard
of. Just attacking, and then, like, people attacking me that I thought were, like, would be, like, cool with it, but they're not. So, and then, you know, I just, like, what I said with Ozzy Ben Oswald guy, I just said, hey, man, just stay over there and stew in your own juices, dude. I don't give a fuck, man. It doesn't bother me. It just really doesn't bother me that bad. I don't know. I guess I'm a different
I'm a different mentality on a lot of this stuff, but
you also didn't get attacked as bad as I did either. Like, there's not 15 about you on September Clues. If there was, you might have a little different attitude about it, you know?
Oh, if they they said half of this 20-page post is on you.
Yes.
Like, I would have to be, like, wondering about them. Like, okay. And then, but, see, like I said before, I said my response would be, okay, you're making these points. Let's talk about it, and let's record the discussion and put it on these, include it with all the other stuff that's archived up with all the stuff I talked about, you know.
Well, the funny thing is,
all your stuff, it was so. What is it that they have a particular problem with?
And I asked them that specifically, and nobody would answer it. Nobody would answer what specifically they had a problem with me. And the other thing is, I could see if I just like showed up on his forum and my name started appearing everywhere or whatever. But I invited him on my radio show, and he came on, and I didn't do anything to like gatekeep anything he was saying, try and steer him in a different direction. I think that show went as smooth as it could have possibly went. Wouldn't you agree, Justin?
Yeah, definitely. Thought it was pretty good show.
We gave him an excellent platform to put his message out that day. The show went great, and then they totally turned on me the next day. And I've left this alone since May. I haven't said a word about it because I don't want to infight with these people, you know? But then they start on me again. I mean, I really woke up the other day. And somebody alerted me and told me, hey, look what Hoi Polloi just wrote about you. I'm like, what? Are you fucking serious? And I went over and I read it, and I was like, I'm a sim now? This, that, and the other thing? How am I a sim? I take more calls. I mean, I take calls and everything. Like, maybe if I never took a phone call and I just this voice on the radio, right. Like, dude, anybody can call in. Anybody. And I've never, like, declined somebody's call even. I put even people that I know disagree with me 100%, like JB, right, JB? Me and you disagreed totally. You were about the Judy Woods thing. I was about the media fakery. I let you call in tonight. I know what you're into. You know what I'm into. And it's great that we could still have conversation and look at evidence together. I don't block your call. I don't block anybody's call. I let JB talk for 2 hours tonight. And he made some great points about some of the evidence that they had up there, and he debunked a couple of things that he was right about, that I believe, you know? And I'm going to look at some more of it, you know? And I'm not saying I'm going down that road. I certainly don't believe the Judy Wood thing, and that's JB's right to believe that. But he made some great points about some of the information on Clues being wrong. And the stuff that he showed us tonight – I was pretty convinced. No, JB, you're right. We don't totally disagree. We do agree. We agree on a lot of stuff. I was just saying on the basic premise, in the beginning, it started off as we kind of butted heads a little bit. I think you're a great caller, and I really appreciated the call tonight. I mean, you were on for like 2 hours. I'm really glad that you made me really look at these debunks tonight. I really am. I appreciate that. I don't know. I'm really frustrated. Remember when Justin? Remember you said to me of how frustrating the 9/11 gets to you. How the fuck do you think I feel right now? I mean, I'm.
That's why I told you know the more you stick your head out, the more they chop it off, man. And that's all it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you gotta expect it too. I think.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You have to expect it. I do expect it, but you know what? I'm not a bitch. I'm not going to not defend myself. That's not the way I was brought up. I'm sorry. If somebody's going to attack me, they better be ready to take it back. You know what? Yeah. They better be ready to handle it themselves. And you better be able to prove something. And they've never proven anything they've said about me.
I totally agree, but I just personally am on the point of, you know, just it's almost like they're trolling you. Like they want you to keep, you know, going back and forth. Obviously, they banned you now, but before it was like, you know, they wanted you to keep going back and forth, but it, you know, it's just childish. I don't know. I can't. I don't really see the point of it. You know, besides discrediting you when it's like, if anything, you know, I'm sure we're getting people to go to September Clues that listen to our broadcasts and everything else. So I don't know. To me, the whole thing is ass backwards. If you ask me.
Well, now that's reversed. Now September Clues is sending people this way because they. I've already had two people from there call me today. I had two people the other day come over to my site, join my groups, and they. I had two people stick up for me today. Well, one person. No. One person I knew, one person I didn't stick up for me today on the forum, and they both got banned. So thank you for the favor. Keep sending them over because we're telling the truth over here, all right? And shit, we don't know everything. We don't know everything that happened that day. Yeah, we tell it the best we can. We leave things open for debate, and we have, I think, pretty intelligent conversations and between me and Justin, and especially Chris. He's definitely one of our best callers. I mean, Chris and James and a couple other people. I mean, we have some great conversations. Man, Chris, we had some fun on your show the other night, huh? Talking about the Queen.
Yeah.
I was telling Justin about that.
Yeah, it's... Hey, and you know what? I don't think it's a good idea, really, to go into this with the kind of just like a... Like, we want to be like kind of this group that's like battling with another group, you know, because
not at all. We don't want that at all. That's what we try to avoid. That's why I didn't say anything then, for 6 months.
Like how to handle it without ending up like that. I think like one of the ways, I mean, this is just an idea to say, hey, I'm going to extend the olive branch, man. I'm going to leave it there. You could take it or leave it. I mean, Just think about doing something like that. How that makes somebody look if they're like, oh fuck you, man. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to do. It's like that's like doesn't do anything for their case at all, you know. So that's the way to go, I think. You know, it's like it's. I think that's totally the way to go. Like my thoughts, and even after hearing all this, you know, it's like it is ridiculous. You know, these like attacks and all this stuff. Even with that, I would still say, hey, if, you know, the guy Hoipoloi or Simon or any time they could come on when I'm doing the Hoax Busters call thing, any time, man, I wouldn't ban them. I wouldn't even consider banning them, you know, and say, hey, if you really think that about Brian, you could come on and say your piece, you know, but definitely for sure, you, Brian, would be invited to defend yourself.
And
it should be the same just all across the board. Just say, hey, you know, it's just open. There's no like closing it off to anybody. Now one thing I would say, like, well, even with this guy, I'm pretty sure his name is Paul Ebanks. He goes by the, what's his name? Iron Shores. You know what I'm talking about?
Iron Shores. Paul. No, from which site? From Clues?
Dang, man, what's his name? Paul Iron Shores from for the longest time, he would come on Marcus's calls and then be in the chat, just continually putting shit in the chat, you know, just like attacks and calling people pussy and bag and on and on and you know, provoking just nonstop, you know. And so he had this kind of reputation of being this, you know, like, I'm gonna smoke out the shills and I'm gonna expose all of them and kind of thing. That's where he kind of positioned himself as like this kind of crusader that's gonna like smoke out all the shills. And then he would like, and then he started coming on you know, we do the Hoax Busters call and all that, and just start in. And you know what? I haven't seen him in a long time because, like, it just got to where everybody just like ignored him. Like, oh, there he is. You know, he's just like a regular. It's kind of like
troll. He's like a troll.
Oh, or if you know, you're sitting around, you're having beers, a good discussion, and you know, sitting around a campfire or whatever, and you got this damn gnat that keeps fucking buzzing around. You know, it's like, well, shit, we can't. We just have to put up with it. Let's fucking let him buzz around, whatever. Yeah. It's that sort of thing. Then it just diffuses that. It just lets
it does. And I, But I agree with that. This is taking it too far, though. He's taking it way too far.
I would say, hey, take it as fucking far as you want. That would be my thing. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's probably easy for me to say because I'm not the one under attack. But
just picture, Chris, not one page. If there is a thread on September Clues about are there really shills online, and half of the 20 pages were about Chris Kendall being the fake sim, a shill, and all this shit, you'd be pretty pissed off.
Like, okay, dudes, seriously, y'all are that fucking bored.
I didn't leave my number and offer anybody to call. And some random person did call. It wasn't Hoy.
You've got to get a fucking life, man. If they were posting that much about me, you know, I'd say, holy crap, you know. I would say, shit. You know, it was like the idea of, like, there's these agents and shit watching me in my room. And I thought about that, and it's like, well, should I be paranoid? You know, is my Mac actually like a double-sided camera where the screen is a fucking camera and they're actually watching me, everything I do? And I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I said, if there's some fucker sitting on the other end, like, watching me doing my shit, you know, cooking, like, I might whack off or something or whatever. Like, if they're actually sitting, they are fucking pathetic, dude. And I feel so sorry for them. I would want to, like, God, man, like, what do you need? A hug or do you need something?
Imagine a shill was sitting there watching you whack off.
It would be like, come on. That's so, like, pathetic, you know? It's like, and that same thing I would think of, a long, rambling post, you know, about me. I just would think the same thing. I mean, it's like, okay, it's a slow news cycle, in other words. Like, if there was some other thing going on, like, they probably wouldn't be talking about me. I just have to, like, I mean, just put it all in perspective, you know? I mean...
But the other thing that pisses me off is I'm not just like a random person, like, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back at all. I'm just saying I think I do a good job at breaking down the message of 9/11 and trying to get the word out. And I plug the shit out of the shows, and I'm all over Facebook and everywhere else trying to get people to listen. And it's not under any alias or anything. Like, these guys should be happy about that, you know? Like, they should be happy that there's somebody out there doing that, not attacking me. You know, I'm not even shooting down their fucking information. I'm supporting it, you know? It's like, what the fuck, you know? What gives? And I was on Fetza tonight. Fetza had me on tonight. So I was on for 2 hours, and he brought up something about Simon and Clues and everything. And I let a little bit of it off my chest because I had to. But I mostly stayed focused on you know, the evidence. But I let a little bit off my chest over there too, but probably just for like 10 minutes, just because he asked something specific about them, and I responded the way I wanted to respond. That show actually went pretty good tonight too. I thought that show actually went just as good, if not better, than our first show that we did.
Yeah, I couldn't get on that one. It's too early for me. Wanted to be there.
Yeah, well, once the archive's up, I'm sure you'll be able to listen to it.
Only thing I don't like about his, like, I mean, I really don't like.
I asked him. He said it'd be up within a couple of days, so.
You have to sit, full Beatles songs, like all their whole damn catalog.
Oh, yeah. And you know what happened? My Skype crapped the bed half hour into it, so. I called in via cell phone, but the way I had my computer set up to record, I didn't have his media player open, so I gotta wait for him to archive it. I didn't archive it myself, the whole thing. I got some of it, but not all of it. So hopefully he gets it up there fast, because I want to get it up on my site fast.
Yeah, I resubscribed to his podcast so I could hear that. So yeah, I'll be checked. All right, cool. All right, man. So yeah, I my advice would be, dude, don't even. I mean, I guess it's easy for me to say, but I say, don't sweat it too much. I think it just comes with the territory. Dude, I really do.
It just sucks, guys. I already had to deal with this shit from Jahan. Now I got to deal with it from these guys. It's like.
Well, it's funny. I had the same conversation with Simon Shack because he was like, hey, why you guys, you're attacking me? You think I'm a perp? And I was like, You know, hey, it's like your dad was in the UN. Your brother drove around on a race car with Bin Laden sponsorship. You know, hey, that doesn't look legit, man. I mean, that looks kind of suspicious, you know. So
yeah,
but yeah, hey, you know, you say, hey, you know, my dad was a good man, and which, hey, I don't know his dad, so I really would sit here and say, oh, he's evil. You know, not for being in the UN. I mean, hell, how many people are in the UN? That's like saying, I would be a perp too because I was in the fucking Navy. The Navy's a shit outfit, no doubt about it. I mean, they're doing the weather control and all that. But hey, I was in the Navy, but that doesn't. I mean, you know, it's like, so. It does look that I mean, you put those things together, and that's like. That's,
yeah, it should raise an eyebrow, but it shouldn't make you accuse somebody.
Yeah, and does that mean he's a perp? Not necessarily, but you know, hey, you know, like I was saying, it just comes with the territory. So I just, like I said, try to look at what they're trying to get across as far as the information, and say, well. That doesn't sound right to me. Is this something that's trying to steer me off course or run me around in circles with some information, you know? And then, like, call them out on it and then say, you know, you want to come on to a public format and say, hey, you know, these are some concerns and they should be taken with the way they're intended in light of the environment that we're dealing with, you know, with the knowledge that there's the Ace Bakers and the all that out there, and hey, Ace Baker, if I some way or another like ran across him and like his contact information, I would say, hey, you know, you could come on and call on the talk show calls and all that, and you know, because people are calling you out as a perp, and just say your piece and say whatever you want. I would totally be up for that, you know, but I don't think he will. I don't know if he did. You think he would? You know, a guy like that or. Any of them? Probably not. So then what does that say, you know? So, and then I would say, hey, I'll just leave it at that, you know? But, I mean, what else can we do? I mean, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, I usually try to ignore it, but what was going on over the last 2 days, I had to defend myself tonight. I didn't mean to take up most of the show with it. Justin, I apologize. I know you wanted to talk about some other things, but you know that I had to do this tonight. I mean, I there was nothing else on my mind. Like, this was just driving me nuts. I almost couldn't prepare properly for the Fetzer show and have all my notes ready. I got ready just in time because I was too busy reading shit about me online all day long, you know?
Okay, I'm going to split, Brian.
Hey, that's cool, man. I appreciate you chiming in, and, you know, thanks for reading my email. And if you can, check out the rest of the thread or whatever. And when's your next call? Hoaxbusters, why don't you plug your show for everybody, because it's a great show. I really want all my listeners over there too. So,
okay, yeah, it's the Hoaxbuster. Easiest way to get to it is just go into the Google search engine and go in and just put in Hoaxbusters, and then after that put the code 90337. That's the code for the page or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, so that's the easiest way to find it. So, and then
all right, cool. And I'll put a link up for it too once we get off. I'll throw it up in my comments and in my chat.
All right, cool. All right, man.
I appreciate it. I every time, man. Thank you again. It's always a great call when you call in, dude. I really appreciate it. Kept us going an extra couple hours here. It's been great. So thanks for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, keep in touch, Chris. All right, that was Chris Kendall. Chris Kendall runs a similar type of show as to what we do. Tries to get to the into the, you know, matters of truth of all the shit that we're lied to about in the media. He focuses on 9/11 a lot himself. He's somebody I met on my journey to the truth by bumping into him on another show, on Marcus's show, and. Yeah, I if there was anybody's show that I felt comfortable about recommending and not like being worried about what's going to be said on it or anything, it would definitely be Chris's show. It's Hoax Busters. He usually does it on Monday nights. It's on Talk Shoe. And I will get the exact link and post it in the chat and post it in the comments for you guys. Justin, anything else you want to get into or you want to get out of here? It's getting pretty late. Oh, yeah, that's right. I think Justin already split. So, guys, we're gonna close it out. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We've gone 4 hours now. We were only planning on doing an hour originally. I knew that wasn't going to happen once Justin's headset started working. So that was good. It was a good show. If you guys didn't want to hear about all the beef and all that, I'm sorry. I had to get it off my chest tonight. We'll get back to some more important topics next week. I had to defend myself before I close it out. Hoi Polloi, if you're listening, don't be a coward and keep attacking me on your forum for no reason. And the pitches that you're trying to dissect, you really are making yourself look foolish. Even members of your own forum are coming over and telling me this. Lots of them, by the way. And no, probably not any of the ones you're thinking. Random people. Lots of random people are coming over and telling me how foolish it looks. And then especially the people that actually know me. I mean, you look like an idiot. I don't know what else to say, man. I don't want to even have a beef with you guys. I asked you guys even yesterday, I asked to just stop. Can we just stop fighting even after you attacked me? But no, you want to keep attacking me. So you know what? I'm such a sim. I invite you to call in next Wednesday. I will not cut you off. We can even go back and forth for certain amounts of times, like a debate if you like. 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. I don't give a fuck. However you want to do it, we can do it privately. Publicly, I prefer. But if you want, we can do it privately. Whatever, man. Whatever. If you want to call me a sim, there's 2,000 pictures of you for you to look at right there in about 7 videos. I've seen one picture of you. All right, and you go by an alias, and I'm the sim. And your attack on me was completely unwarranted, and that's the only reason why I had to defend myself tonight. You guys went on for pages and pages about me. The thread is ridiculous. Anybody with a sensible mind looking at that thread is looking at all those pictures you guys put up and scratching their head right now, like, what am I looking for in these pictures? And all you're doing is discrediting your other work, making people really double think if they should really trust all your other work, and you're sending people our way. I want to thank you for that. Keep sending them to therealnewsonline.com. We love it. We would love to have more people from Clues come over, as long as they're, you know, legit people and not trying to infiltrate or whatever. And I for the most part think most of the people there are legit people. It's just, you know, as with some other forums, there's a few real knuckleheads or whatever. But the offer stands. Hoi, if I'm such a sim, why don't you plan some clever questions that a sim couldn't answer and come on the show next Wednesday? We'd love to have you call in. It's 978-735-2224, or you can Skype The Real News Online. Everybody else, thank you for listening. You've been listening for Dose of Reality Radio. For my co-host Justin Cook, I'm Brian Stavely. And we're out of here, guys. Have a good night.
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Check it. Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk up, top billin', silkin', pure linen. Me and little C's, Malibu sea breeze, dog peas, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo. The williest, what? Bitches be the silliest. The more I smoke, the smaller the silly gets. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony. Pick up in your middle like Moni. Yeah. Yeah. She don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me. Yeah. Yeah. Try to style sliding off with a homie. Yeah. Yeah. Escada Don Gata, player, stay splurging. Game so tight, they call it virgin.
Oh, I need to know where we stand. Do we all you want to. Money, I'ma front you. Girl, I wanna flaunt
That's
you.
Right.
I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt
Come
you.
On.
Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone. Mace be the one that'll take you home.
That's
Even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones on your days alone, not to make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it to you, cat, for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found.
Where you
Why be around till the winner is announced?
The winner
then you go,
is.
Girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Good fellas.
Where do we go? What must I do if I can't live?
I thought I told you that we won't stop.